to serve the Lord as you know, I'm so thankful with the Lord because how, you know, he can give us a chance to receive him. And you know, we as Christians, you know, we need to be the most humble people, you know, because it's what we learn from him, you know. He's our great God, and I'm so thankful for, you know, he gave me the opportunity to receive him. So it's a bless to be here. You know, your church is a bless for us for many years, and I'm so thankful for that. I'd like to share with you the message from Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. And we will read the verse 11 to the verse 14. If we can stand a little bit to read the Word of God, I would like to do that. I would like to read verse 11, and you can help me the verse 12, and I will read the verse 13, and you help me, you know, to read the verse 14. If we can stand to read the Word of God, and after that we'll pray. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know yourself, will you help me?
"Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Now my turn, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart."
Yes.
Okay, now let's pray for the Lord bless the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for to give us a chance, Lord, to hear your word. But thank you, Lord, for your plans. Because, Lord, your plans, when you saw the creation, when you saw the people, Lord, going to the destruction, you had the plan to come and send, bring your son, Lord, send your son for salvation to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the great privilege where we have to have you in our hearts. And thank you, Lord, for your thoughts, because, Lord, I never will come to my mind how, you know, go to heaven. I will never to have an idea how made it, Lord, because for me it was so hard, Lord. The Bible says everybody tried to keep the Ten Commandments, but we fall one, we make mistake in one, we are guilty for all the ten, Lord. Yeah. And Lord, we can now come to you in our strength, in our power, but Lord, only with a humble spirit, with a humble heart, and come to you and ask you for you continue blessing our life and guide us to do your will. Thank you, Lord, for put us in your mind. And now, Lord, through your Son Jesus Christ, is how we are your children. So please bless our life. If somebody in this church is now 100% sure to go to heaven, please let a person to understand the message and help me, Lord, because, you know, this is not my language. You know, this is not my first language. As I need to do that. But Lord, I pray for you, help me and bless the people, Lord, and bless the kids in the Sunday school class or the junior church, Lord, and pray for you, bless the activities here, and thank you for Pastor Liu, Lord, and thank you for his family. I pray for you, bless all the church members, and thank you for my family. Thank you for my children over there in Brazil, and I'm so thankful for my friend Bertoldo. I pray for you, bless our life and help my in-laws, bless all the your children, Lord, in this world, and help us to continue following you, and help us to be faithful unto your return for us. Thank you for all your blessings. Bless the message in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. So, you know, in this Bible verses, you know, what we read, it's incredible how the Lord, you know, he has thoughts about us, you know. It's incredible how he thinks in us. It's incredible how he, you know, you are not a mistake. You know, it's incredible how you can be, also you can be a successful person, you know, not talking about wealthy, but talking about, you know, in the spirit, you know. Because if we are wealthy in the spirit, you know, if we are blessed by the Lord, if we have the presence of God, you know, I know for sure the rest can be, you know, we can have a lot of blessings from Him. Because, you know, He's the one who brings us and give us the good things. You know, the best thing what I have in my life, you know, is, you know, my salvation, you know, logical, that's my salvation. And second, you know, my family, my wife, my children, you know, and third, you know, my health, you know, and the provision of God, you know. But the most important thing for me is His presence, you know. All the time, see, you know, His guidance, you know, His teaching. And praise the Lord because we had the book, you know. This book, what He gave us, is for to bless us, you know. And sometimes, you know, the devil come and he tried to bother us. You know, he tried to take away first, you know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 8, you know, how the devil he come and tried to take the faith out from us, you know. And many people, they doubt, you know, they're doubting about the salvation. You know, I was doubting when I received Christ as my Savior. I said, Lord, but I wasn't doubting about Him. I was doubting about me. I said, how I can get my salvation if I'm not perfect, you know? I tried to do the best, but I make mistakes. And I say, Lord, how wonderful, how merciful You are. You know, because that's how He showed me. You know, more I have sinned or more I do, you know, bad things, I see how He is merciful. Instead, He tell me, you know, through my face, look at what you just did, you know. He's not away, you know. Always He give us His love, you know. And He show us, I still caring for you. I still loving you. You know, and you know what? That made us, I don't know you, but that made me closer to Him. I said, Lord, if You still loving me how I am, You're still loving me how you know, also through my mistakes, and You're still loving me, well, I don't have where to go, you know. I would like to be close to You. Truly, you know, the best friend what we have is Him, you know. You know, people can fall, people, they can offend you, people, they can hurt you, but the Lord never will do such a thing to us. You know, His God says, love us. His God says, bless us. His God says, provide for us, you know, through our life. You know, but for that reason, it's important for us, you know, be faithful to Him. You know, don't let anything discourage you. Don't let anything to put you away from His plans, you know. Because His God is there for blessed, you know, to us. The Bible says, you know, and this is so important. That's so important for us to be faithful, you know. It's so important for us to make Him happy through our, you know, with our lives. You know, Jeremiah, the prophet, he's the one who suffered a lot for serve the Lord. You know, he was preaching about the Judah, you know, the Israel surrender to the enemies. And the enemy, the people, they say, how you say such a thing? We are Israel. We are a nation. You know, we are a nation under God, you know. Every nation can say that, but is that what they say or is that reality? We are a nation under God or not? You know, because sometimes we say things, but that don't mean anything. You know, sometimes maybe you can say we are a nation under God, but we don't live under God, under God's rules, under God's direction. You know, if you want the Lord bless us, you know, and Second Chronicles chapter 14, you know, chapter 7, verse 14, you know, it says, if my people who call by my name, you know, if my people who call by my name, you know, and that's what he says, if we are humble, if we change our life, if we do what is right, he says, I will hear your prayers. I will see your needs. I will take care of you. You know, I told my children, I say, I don't have too much to give you for your future, you know. But if I give you the fear of the Lord, if I teach you how to love the Lord, I know for sure the Lord will take care of you. Amen. You know, because I get, if I give a hundred, if I have, you know, if I win the lottery, you know, I don't do that, but, you know, but if I have a lot of money, I give to my children $1 million, you know, to each of them, but I don't teach, you know, the word of God, and I don't teach the fear of the Lord, they can lose the $1 million in, you know, in a minute. But if I teach the fear of the Lord, I know for sure that million will turn 20 millions, and they will be, you know, will be close to Trump, you know. They will have that building, you know, also near to him, you know. But what I say, you know, that they will be fine if they are wise, you know. But what happened is this, you know, sometimes through our life, we're looking for worldly things, you know. We're looking for material things. And then we say, okay, if I had this, if I had that, no. You know what? The Lord, he says, I had doubts about you. I have plans for you. You know, I don't know you, but me as dad, you know, as daddy and my wife, we were thinking, okay, what we like for our kids? You know, when they were little, we were dressing them without any problem. Yeah? Here, you will put this one and we buy the clothes for them. And now when they're growing, you know, it's so hard. You know, we buy this. No, I don't like this. We had this for you. No, I don't like that. You know, so we say, okay, here's the money and go do whatever you want. You know. And their birthday, you know, that's what we do. I told my wife, I said, why do you buy a lot of stuff? You know, she buy a bunch of things, and the kids, they say, well, no, this is one I don't want to do. I don't want to use this. I don't care for this. You know, and they choose after we buy the things, you know, especially for Christmas, you know, or their birthday. And so I told my wife, I said, better we just give the money and do whatever you want to do, you know, because now their ideas, you know, they're not anymore ours because we are, you know, we are humans, you know, but with the Lord, he says, I have plans for you, you know, and I wanna submit myself, you know, under God's direction. You know, I wanna submit myself. I wanna follow Him. I wanna serve Him. I wanna honor Him with my life, you know. And you say, but Brother Juan, you are over there in Brazil, and you feel okay. You know what? I feel okay, yes, because we are in God's plan. You know, we are doing God's will. We are trying to please Him, you know. We try to serve the Lord. You know, my daughter, she had, today, when she heard the song, the special song, she says, I heard that in Portuguese, you know. She know the all the words in Portuguese. And she says, how sweet, you know, to hear that when she liked the song, you know. So I saw her how she was like, this is a special song, you know. And this is so good, you know. And that one, I know for sure, you know, if we say, hey, come and sing to us, you know, I know for sure she will do. But what I say, you know, she wasn't planning to do that. But when she heard the song, and she says, how connect what I have in my heart with that, what they sing, you know. And this is so special when you have something in your heart, you know, and you say, Lord, I want you to show me your power. You know, I was telling my wife, about one man who says to the Lord, Lord, I don't believe in you. I don't care for you. I am like an atheist. Yeah? He says, I don't believe in you. And he was at the window and he says, if you are for real, show me your power. He says, for a moment, I don't want to see the stars. And he was near to his wife, and he was praying in his mind. He was praying in his mind, saying those things to the Lord. And the moment the wife got up from bed, she was sleeping, and put her hands in his eyes, without saying anything. And the guy, he says, wow. Lord, my wife, she don't know what I was praying. And you says, for a moment, I don't want to see the stars. And how my wife, she get up, put her hand in my eyes, and you show me, you tell her what she needs to do for you to prove me you are for real. You understand the point? You know, she wasn't know what he was praying. But he was telling the Lord, Lord, I don't believe in you. But if you are for real, show me. Some way how, show me. And the wife was sleeping, the wife. And she get up, she put her hand in his eyes. And for a moment, he wasn't able to see the stars. And after that, he turned a believer. So, you know, the Lord, he has the ways to convince our lives, you know. to convince our minds, to convince us. But the problem is this. After you receive Christ, and after you get baptized, and after you start, you know, you're faithful, you come to church, how you are now with the Lord. How close you are with the Lord. How much faith you have now with the Lord. You know, many believers, they start ready to quit. Many believers, they start like planning, oh, I don't want to come to church anymore. I don't want to read the Bible anymore. I don't want to pray anymore. And that's just not right. Because the Lord, He has that for bless our lives. You can pick, you can put whatever ahead and say, Lord, I have a reason for what, for what I cannot follow you. I have a reason. I'm sick, or I had this, or I had that, you never know what the Lord is using to bring you close to Him. To bring you close to Him. You know, so sometimes you feel like, if the Lord, He give me all what I want, I will be close to God. No. Sometimes the Lord, He let you pass through the adversity, you know, through the problems, because He want to show you, I am the one who is for you. I am the one who will care for you. I am the one who will bless you. I am the one who will provide for you. You know, I believe, you know, when Moses, you know, when the people in Israel, they were over there in Egypt, you know, they were suffering. And the Lord says, okay, I will provide. I will bring one person who will be the one who will bring freedom to our people, to my people. You know, but the Lord, He led the people first, pass through the trials, through the difficulties, because He has, you know, a plan for Moses. You know, and the Lord, and you say, but why the people suffered for so long, you know, until Moses, He came. Well, the Lord, He was providing a person who will bring the freedom to His people. But the people, you know, more hard was for them, you know, hard was their life. Hard, you know, is when they start seeking for the Lord for real. You know, sometimes you say, well, if I am wealthy, you know, if I'm okay, I don't need to pray, you know, so deep. Sometimes the Lord says, okay, let me let you pass you through the, you know, a little difficult time. He's not doing anything for bad. He's just showing us how much we need Him. So I don't want to provoke the Lord. You know, if I know He's the one who can take care for my health and take care for my family and take care for everything, I want to be His friend, you know. I want to be obedient to Him. I want to be His best child, you know. You know, my dad and my mom, they had 10 children. And the number 7, you know, the one, the child, the perfectionist, I don't know. But that's what I hear, you know. But what happened, you know, I had older brothers. And my mom and my dad, they were looking for their help. And you know how I went? How I went their preference? Through my obedience. Through my desire to help them. Through my desire to honor them. You know, my dad, he was asking my brother, hey, help me with this thing. And my brother, he was too busy. And my dad, he was pushing him. Hey, son, I want you to help me. And my brother, I'm so busy. You know, and instead, my brother be close to my dad, he turned almost like his enemy. You know, fighting against my dad. Fighting. And I said, Dad, if my brother, he don't want to do that, let me do for him. No, I'm not talking with you. I said, Dad, stop losing your time. Stop, and don't be upset anymore. If he don't want to obey you, I'm here to obey you. And you know what? When my dad, he realized, okay, if you are willing, okay, I will work with you. So I turned his best friend. You know, I was his driver, you know. And when he tell me, hey, let's go to this place. You know, I was his driver, you know. And I was the one who get all the blessings. Because he took me to a restaurant. And he says, okay, son, because you are so behavior, you know, you are such obedient. Okay, I will be a bless for you. And my dad was my provider, you know, when I was close to him, you know. But I said, I don't want to be my dad's enemy. I don't want to be against my parents. I want to be a bless for them. And, you know, I get the preference, you know, about the best child, you know, because I was the closest to them. And that's what the Lord is looking for, you know, in us. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I want the Lord bless me. And the Lord says, how I can bless you? Why I can bless you? How close we are with God? You know, our mind is close to Him. We are thinking like Him. We wanna please Him. We wanna honor Him. Or how we treat the Lord? You know, I don't wanna treat the Lord like a second. You know, as like a second person in my life now. He need a preference. He need a priority. You know, He need to be the first in our life. And I don't wanna know too much from the Bible to say, Lord, I know more than you. No. Never I will know more than the Lord. You know, always I need the Lord in my life. Always I need His guidance. Always I need His direction. Always I need His blessings. I want to please Him. Always I want to do His, you know, His desire. And this is what we need to have, you know, in our life. You know, the Bible says, if we, after, you know, when you understand, you know, how important it is for us to be close to Him and to do, you know, like I had the same idea, the same mentality with the Lord. The Lord, He will start working in our life. And He will say, okay, I have plans for you. But because I know you wanna make me happy. You wanna do my plans. You know, and sometimes when the Lord, He says something to us and He puts something in our minds, in our hearts. You know, when the Lord, He called me to Brazil, I told him, I said, the first time He called me, I said, why, Lord, but why Brazil? You know, Mexico, they need missionaries. You know, Mexico, they need churches. You know, and I said, why Brazil? But, and you know, you can now deal with the Lord. You cannot convince the Lord. You obey Him, or you obey Him. He's not a dictator, but He is the one who knows what is the best for us. And I say, Lord, okay, but who will tell the Mexican about you? Who will tell the people from my town? Who will tell, you know, then about you? Because I had like a 4 home missions, you know, in my area. You know, and I was bringing to the church from 60 to, you know, almost like 100 people to the church. I was a bus driver, you know. And I was helping, you know, my church because I was solid, you know, Christian solid, you know, serving the Lord. And I said, Lord, but you're calling me now to Brazil. And I don't know Portuguese. And then the Lord says, okay, I will show you my power here. And He gave me a chance to be a pastor over there in Washington State. I was there for 6 years. You know, in 2001 to 2006 is when we left the place. But, you know, since those years, you know, Esther came and David and Juan, you know, and our family. But the Lord says, okay, I will show you, you know, how I can use a person who wanna please me. So we prepare a man over there. We left the church when we took the church, there were 4 people. You know, my wife and I were 6, you know, and that time she wasn't expecting kids. So we were only 6. When we left the church, you know, go to Brazil, there were almost like 80 people. You know, around 75 to 80 people, normal attendance in our church. Praise the Lord for that, you know. And we left the place. We prepare a man who turned the pastor. And praise the Lord, we still, you know, the church still bringing fruit to that, you know, for the Lord. And they sent me just, you know, recently photos about the building, about the church. And I'm so glad, you know. What the Lord give us a chance to serve Him in that place. You know, and that's what I say. You know, His thoughts, they're not ours. They're higher. You know, sometimes we try to deal with Him. We try to, Lord, I know what is the best for me. Truly? No, we don't know what is the best for us. You know, we don't know what is the best for us. We know for sure, you know, if we follow Him, if we bring our life to Him, if we are faithful, you know, if we do what He put in our hearts, I know for sure He will trust more in us. He will use us more, you know, for His glory. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You know, it's so important for us to be faithful. It's so important for us to please God. If you want the Lord, if you want to see the Lord work in your life, be faithful to Him. You know, don't be one person today and change your mind later. You know, I want to be the same. You know, I want to be better day by day. You know, every day I want to be better. I want to be better from today to, you know, to tomorrow. I don't want to say, oh, I served the Lord, you know, 5 years ago. And what are you doing now? Well, I'm not planning to go to church. You know, I don't want to be that way. I want to say, okay, I want to serve the Lord from now to until He take me with Him. I want to do His will. I want to serve Him. You know, I don't want to change my mentality. I don't want to go less. You know, I don't want to be less. I want to do more for Him. You understand? I want to serve the Lord more day by day. You know, I want to be close to Him. And it's so important as Christians, you know, we need to have that mentality, you know, because the Lord, He's checking our hearts. You know, He's seeing what we plan. You know? Truly, the Lord, He wants to close us to Him, you know. He wanna be close, He wanna put us close to Him. He wanna show us how wonderful He is. Truly, the Lord, He can, you know, He can show us His wonders, you know, in our lives. I wanna see, you know, the Lord day by day provide for us. I wanna see the miracles from God, you know. Some people, they say, well, I want to go to church where they, you know, they have miracles. You know, what is a miracle? Your health. Your health. What is a miracle? You are okay. You know, what is a miracle? You are blessed, you know, by God. Because if sometimes I told the people over there in Brazil, Pastor, why our church don't heal people? I said, nobody heal people, only the Lord. And I said, but you want to be healed? Yes. I said, let the Lord made you sick. I said, who wanna have cancer? No one. Who wanna have accident? No. I said, it's no better. You are okay now. It's a miracle. Already the Lord protecting us, you know, and to hear the Lord is blessing us, you know. And to hear the Lord is helping us. And to hear the Lord is providing for us. You know, I don't want to see, you know, if the Lord already is blessing us and taking care of us, it's enough for me. You know, day by day, He is giving us what we need. Day by day, He is providing for us, you know. Sometimes you say, oh, I want more. Do you know what? What we need to have more is more of God's presence. It's more knowledge about the Bible. It's more, you know, spirituality. You know, when somebody offends you, be gracious. You know? Be merciful. Forgive them. You know, if somebody steps in your shoe, you know, in your foot, you know, be merciful. You know, just move out, you know, and continue smiling. You know, sometimes we let the difficulties bring bitterness to our hearts. And now, little by little, you know, instead you love your neighbor, you start judging the people. And if you don't have blessings, if you don't have results, if you see they're more, you know, they're happier than you, you start judging the Lord. Lord, I am the one who's following you, and look at my life. How miserable I am. You are miserable because you don't see any good things from the Lord, you know? Like two kids, you know. One was optimist, and the other one was negative, you know. I don't know how to say the other one. You know? And that guy says, I don't know how to fix my children. One is so optimist. He see good things and everything. And the other one, he's so pessimist. Yeah. He see and everything negative. So he says, okay, what I will do is this. I will clean the bedroom of my son, who is so optimistic, you know. First, the one who is negative, you know. He says, I will clean the room and I will put new toys. I will put new set of bed, you know, everything brand new in his bedroom. And the one who is optimistic, I will bring a cow and I will let the cow do, you know, her needs in his bedroom. So the cow was there for, you know, a couple of days and, you know, she was eating and she put, you know, all the stuff in there, you know. And after that, he moved the cow down and he brought the kids. So he brought the negative, you know, the one that was pessimist, yeah? He came to the bedroom and he saw the bedroom, you know, everything new, everything so good, and he started crying. And the doctor he came and he says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "Everything is new. I don't want to destroy anything." He was so pessimist. He says, "Well, this boy, he's not fixed. I was trying to help him, you know, bringing new things, new toys for change his mentality. But he's still pessimist. Now he's crying because he don't want to destroy the new things what he just got. Well, let me see the optimist." He brought to his bedroom. He saw all the poop of the cow in there. And he jumped in there, and the poop and started doing that, moving everything. He said, his dad says, "Son, what you're doing? What you're doing?" And he was so optimist. And he says, "I'm looking for the cow. I'm looking for the cow." You know? So he said, no one changed. But what happened is this, you know, many times the Lord, he's bringing you good things to your life, and you still like, unhappy. Come on. The Lord is working for us. He will not give you all what you want, but he will give you what you need. You know? And sometimes you feel like, everything is bad. And the Lord said, "No, I'm working for you. I will bless you. I know in the future it's coming the best things." You know, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, everything comes for good. Everything comes for good. Sometimes you see, why this happened? Oh, why is this? You know, why it's so late? Oh, why is this? Oh, why, you know, and you are checking all the, everything is like a negative for you. And the Lord says, "No, I'm working for you. Be a little bit optimist. You know, check, you know, I'm working for you. I try to bless you. I try to do good things for you." And you need to put your mind, you know, with God's, thoughts, yeah? How he's thinking, what he's planning for us. And let me tell you this, the Lord, he never will fail to us. Never. He always will provide for us. You know what? I receive Christ as my Savior. I say my future is guaranteed. I'm okay. Oh, but there's no good things coming. It's okay. The good thing is after I die. I will be with him. So everything's okay. I'm not optimist. I know for sure what the Bible says. You understand? So I have my peace, my confidence is to follow him, is to serve him, is to do his will. No? Oh, but do you need money? Do you need some help? Do you need this? I have the Lord. And if I'm with him, you know, the Bible says, if God is with us, who can be against us? So I know for sure my future is guaranteed. You know, it's guaranteed. I told my children, I said, if we follow the Lord, your future is guaranteed. Because the Lord, he opened doors and closed doors. You know, you can be the best student and you can have everything. You know, you can have a good titles or whatever. But the Lord is not open door for you. No matter how many titles you have, you will have your titles without doing anything. But if the Lord is with you, maybe you invent one app and you can turn wealth. You understand? Because the Lord, he is the one who opened doors for the people who follow him. There was a man going to the church and he was working for the Chrysler company. And he was a designer. And this man, he came and they say, the company says, "You have a month for give us a design for a new car." And he said, and they say, "Everybody, all the workers, you guys, you have a man to give us a new design." And the guy, he was, you know, trying to have a design, and he was unable to do the car, the design. You know, he was unable, he wasn't thinking right. And one time, the mom says, "Son, you know, we need to come to church." And he said, "Mom, do you know what? It's the last, I only had tomorrow to present my project. If not, I will lose the job." And the mom says to the son, "Son, you already used, you waste the whole month, and you was unable to do a design. Come to church, maybe the Lord will bless you." And when he was in the church, and pastor was preaching, the light came to his mind. And after that, he returned to the home. And for a month, he was unable to do the design of the project. In less than 5 minutes, his mind was full with idea. And after church, he made the design and present, and he went. So you see, when you follow the Lord, he's the one who will open doors for you. But if you said, no, I don't want to follow, I don't want to obey him, who will open the door for us? You know, if men offend other men, we have lawyers to defend one another. But if men offend God, who will go and talk for us? So I prefer, you know, oh, Brother Juan, are you okay? You feel like your life is okay? Yes. You know why? Because after I received Christ as my Savior, I submit to His plans. And you know what? I told my mother-in-law, I said, you know what? When I was dating my wife, Amy, I said, no worry. I had a good boss. I serve him, and he will provide for me, and I will provide for your daughter, and everything will be fine. And until now, the Lord is still providing for us, darling. The Lord is blessing us. We're worried for something? No. Because we have a good provider, a good daddy. You understand? Because his dads, they're bigger than us. You know, we are think yes, little. We go, we see what until, you know, until, you know, I don't know if you know for sure, you know that, but you can see more in the night, you can see longer in the night than the day. You know that? Check the sky now and check the sky in the night. And you will tell me when you see longer, through the day or in the night. You know, through the day only you see the sky, but in the night you can see the stars. So you see longer. You understand? So what is what I told you, know? The Lord, He's wonderful. And what He wants is, you know, for you to be faithful, to follow Him, to obey Him, to do His will. And He says, I will take care of you. I will take care of you. I don't know you, but I want He continue blessing me. You know, I am 54 now, and I will continue with this mentality. And no matter if I go to 80 or 100 years old, I don't know how many years the Lord will give me. But I want to continue with this mentality. I want to be faithful to Him. I want to serve Him. I want to do His will. Because I want He continue to provide for me and bless my life. Okay? I want to, this is what I want my children, they see. You know, a faithful daddy who follow God. That's what I want my wife, she see. A faithful husband to follow God. For the Lord blessed our family. And this is my, you know, my message for you today, you know. I don't know how close you are with God. I don't know how far you are. You know, I don't come to judge anybody. You know, I just come to preach what I like to do with my life. If you want to take decisions today, you know, go ahead. But I know for sure, if you are faithful to God, the Lord will be faithful to you. Amen. So let's bow our heads and let's stand now. We'll finish this message. But if somebody here just says, Brother Juan, I don't know for sure. I come to church, but I don't know for sure when I die if I will be in heaven. You know what? The Lord, He wanna save your soul. He wanna be your Savior. He wanna be your God, your Father. You know, your Heavenly Father. You know, praise the Lord. When I receive Christ as my Savior, I say, Lord, thank you for now you are my dad. And I know for sure you will take care of me. And yes, until now He's still taking care of me because I am, you know, I submit my life in His will. You know, I want to obey Him. I want to do His will, you know, every day. But at the same time, I need to continue faithful. You know, if you said, Brother Juan, I know for sure when I die, this is my testimony. You know, I'm going to heaven. Let me see your hand just for a second. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. You can put down your hand. But you say, Brother Juan, I don't know for sure. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I don't know for sure about it. But I want to know for sure. You know what? The Lord, He want to save you. He died for you on the cross because He want to forgive your sins and He want to be your brother. Christ, He want to be your brother and He want to make you a son of God. But you say, I don't know for sure when I die, but I like to know about it. Let me see your hand just in a second. And somebody here says, I don't know for sure when I die, I will be in heaven. I'd like to see your hand. Somebody here, I can pray for you. Okay, well, thank you. You can, okay. You wanna talk with my son, Daniel? But in this moment, you know, if somebody more says, you know, Brother Juan, I don't know for sure when I die, I will be in heaven. But I like to know that. You know what? The Lord, He died for that reason, to save all our, you know, all sinners. But my second question is this: how close you are with God? How close? How obedient you are with God? How much you love the Lord? Not by your mouth, not by your words, but your actions. How your heart with the Lord? You know what? When the Lord, you know, saved me, I said, Lord, I will give you whatever you want from me. I give my life to be His servant. You know, we left the country. We went to Brazil because He called us to reach the Brazilians. Praise the Lord for the people where the Lord led us to reach for His glory. But I know for sure we need to do more for Him. And you know what? I want to continue serving God. You know, your investment in us is no waste. You know, you can see what the Lord is doing through us over there in Brazil, but also He's using your church. You know, He's extending your ministry over there. Your church have part over there in the Brazilians. You know, I like to meet Bertoldo's family. I like to meet all the people, you know, if I able to do that, to tell them how they can go to heaven, to tell them about the love of God. You know what? I want you to continue praying. I want you to continue close to God. You says, Brother Juan, the Lord touched my heart. And I know for sure I need to do more with the Lord. I need to serve more. I need to obey more the Lord. I wanna please more the Lord with my life. I want you to pray for me. Let me see your hand. You want me to pray for you? Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, all the home, all the house. Praise the Lord. Well, in this moment, I will give the invitation and Pastor Luke. In a moment, I will pray for you guys, and I will let Pastor take care of the invitation. Lord Jesus, thank you for the message in Jeremiah, Lord. Thank you for your prophet. Thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because he don't care for his life. He care for obey you, serve you. And Lord, we have him as good example in the Bible, Lord. Lord, I know how much he suffered to do your will, to be your voice in this world. But Lord, thank you for his testimony. And Lord, now we're reading why you let him put in the Bible for us, Lord. And Lord, thanks to you, your word is still alive, is still working in our hearts. Lord, thank you for this message, what we just read and what we just hear. I pray for you, convince us. Lord, help us to be close to you. Open our spiritual eyes so we can do your will every moment. Thank you, Lord, for Northside Baptist Church. Thank you for Pastor Lewin. Thank you for his family. I pray for you bless the ministry and pray for you bless all the church members. Thank you, Lord, for the people who for many years they are here and the new people you are adding here. And I pray for you use the people to help others to see you have a place for them to come. Bless this church. Bless Pastor and bless all the church members. And Lord, bless your name. And help us, Lord, to serve you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Luke.